Good morning. Let's ask the share an opening here this morning, and it's kind of based on what God's value on man versus how it started out with this. Sparrows are there's lots of sparrows and that we see around, and they're a nuisance and we don't place much value on them, but still God knows when one of those fall. He knows all, but he places a much higher value on us. And so I start here with Matthew 10:29-33. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father, which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Well, I kind of got the theme of this with it's a song called the eye of the sparrow, or God's eye is on the sparrow. Sorry. I got 2 Timothy 2:11. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Those are beautiful promises, even if we don't always be faithful and don't put our trust in him. He's still right there, and he's there for us when we decide to fall on our face and cry out to him. So, yeah, many try to go through life without money, life using money or their own physical strength. They don't have that belief, and they're not have the faith to believe. They try to do it with their own strength and money, or they just think that their own strength and their own way, their own arm is going to make their way. They can have their way. A lot of times they'll have their own way that way, but they always want their own way. A lot of times those people, but. Even as we need to have a faith, even as small as a mustard seed. A mustard seed is like a really, really tiny little thing. It's just a little drop of a seed. Uncle Lewis, or not cousin Lewis, he had these cards he handed out before that were, a little seed was embedded in the card. I don't know if you guys ever seen those or not. But and reading Matthew 17:20. And Jesus said unto them disciples, he was talking to his disciples, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. In Luke 11:9, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given. You seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Your worth to God is immensely shown by Jesus' sacrifice for you while you were a sinner, proving God's deep love and how much he values you. To be free from sin means no longer being a slave to sin. Through Christ's power, allowing a transformed life of righteousness, though the struggle with remaining in sin continues, leading us to spiritual growth and freedom from sin's mastery. God created you in His image, giving you a significant worth. He sent Jesus Christ to die for you and me, demonstrating your extreme value. Jesus' death shows God's immense love, proving you are worthy of His sacrifice, not based on our achievements, but on His grace that flows freely like a waterfall. His grace is sufficient. Our past sins are forgiven by His shed blood on the cross. And He sees us as righteous through Jesus' perfection by being overcomers of our mistakes. You are no longer mastered by sin, but have the power through the Holy Spirit to live victoriously over it, breaking sin's power and the stronghold of selfishness. And we can lay all at the foot of the cross, and we can be overcomers, and we can be free in spirit. Romans 6:4. Therefore, we are buried with Him by the baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. If we are bound to Christ, He is our master, and He gives us power through His Holy Spirit to overcome our sinful tendencies. And speaking of being born again, gives you a new nature that desires holiness, moving you away from self and toward God. And maybe for some of us, new friends, we'll find new friends, or we have to find a different workplace, or sometimes new neighborhoods, just whatever it takes for us to be, if we have that desire to be with our heart is embedded in Christ, and we want to do whatever we can to grow and be fruitful. So freedom from sin involves a lifelong stance or battle, yielding to the Holy Spirit and pursuing righteousness that will produce the fruits of freedom and eternal life. Believers are under the grace of God, and His grace is sufficient. It's not about never sinning again, but about sin no longer controlling or demanding our life. So submit your life to Jesus Christ, because He desires a willing spirit to serve Him daily. So we can pray that the Holy Spirit will help us find freedom and peace and joy with contentment through the journey of this life, even through valleys and when we find ourselves on the mountain. Some things to ponder. Read Luke 9:3. When the disciples were sent to preach, and He said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves, nor scrip, nor bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. I'd wonder why not take two coats? We pack our suitcase. We take plenty of clothes and stuff to go when we go on a trip. How many coats do I own? Is this a question mark? I had to think. How full is my closet? How full is my pantry? We have plenty to eat, and it's just. Food is plentiful in our lives. We just don't realize how it would be to live in a country where it wouldn't be that way for us, where we would live like the sparrow and just daily, just whatever we get that day, or whatever we can find to eat. It'd be that way in some of the black countries or China or. How is my life? Am I satisfied, content, or restless and unhappy? Or can we sing like the birds, praises and hymns that glorify God in life's ups and downs? We are worth far more than the sparrows, so we will have more than them. So let's be thankful and thank the Lord. Another scripture here in John 8:31. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, and ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:36, it says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." I had another commentary here. Is the birds of the air are free, but they are dependent on God's hand to feed them. We must be dependent on God's power and nurture His Spirit daily in our lives, and we can be free even through life's changes. Another scripture here is is Isaiah 40:31. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Then I have under that scripture, I have, "Even the strongest people may get tired at times, but God's power and strength never diminishes. He is never too tired or too busy to help and listen. God wants to hear about our needs, so take time off in your day for a little talk with Jesus. His strength is our source of strength, and when you feel like life crushing you down and you cannot go another step, remember that you can call upon God to renew your strength, and He will give you new strength to go on." And part of waiting on the Lord is expecting that His promise of strength will help us to rise above life's distractions and difficulties. Do you believe that God loves you and wants the best for you? And can you relax, confident that His purposes are right? Are you convinced that He has the power to control all of life and your life as well, and as well as for me? So it's just a few questions there we can ponder on. Though your life may be struggling or weak, hold on tightly to it, and you will begin to experience the strength you need. Then closing here, the imagery of eagles signifies a rising above earthly troubles and enduring difficult situations and waiting on the Lord, trusting in His unfailing strength in life's journey. May God bless your journey.